The Chicago Magazine senior editor, Tal Rosenberg, has a very interesting piece. The headline, Worst Thing Chicago Politicians Have Said on a Wiretap. You ranked these tapes, didn't you, Tal?
Yes, I did.
It must have been hard to figure out the best one. You have a lot to choose from.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, that is the case. We went into it expecting Rob Blagojevich to be number one, but we're hoping that he would be upset. But fortunately or unfortunately for him, he takes the cake. So, yeah.
And is it because of social media that these conversations have become so public?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of this wiretap stuff predates social media. I mean, Blagojevich, J.B. Pritzker in 2008, Radoliak, all of that stuff was before social media. So I think it's just Chicago's shameful and unfortunately hilarious history of people not realizing they're being recorded when they say extremely embarrassing things.
Yeah. All right. You mentioned Rod Blagojevich. Why don't we play that clip if we can, Joe, number three. And this is famous. It's infamous. And I think this is an example of the ultimate in what people hate about politicians, right? Talking out of both sides of your mouth and the hypocrisy of it all. Here it is. Listen up.
I busted my ass and people off and gave your grandmother a free ride on a bus. Okay? I gave your baby a chance to have health care. I fought every one of those assholes, including every special interest out there who can make my life easier and better because they want to raise taxes on you, and I fight them and keep them doing it. And what do I get for that? Only 13% of y'all out there think I'm doing a good job. So all of you.
Yeah, he was pretty angry, wasn't he?
Yes, he was pretty angry. And almost cartoonishly angry, I think, the cartoonish aspect of Rod Blagojevich absolutely made that. It took number one for sure.
Yeah, you ranked Ed Burke as number two, and that was just recently in the news. What can we say about that comment?
Well, I mean, it's an anti-Semitic remark. It's brazen in its anti-Semitism, which was a big reason that I think it was number two. I mean, of all the surveillance wiretap material we had to choose from, I think that was the one that was the most offensive to a group of people. I mean, it takes a lot to become number two on the list, but Ed Burke made it.
And then Ed Verdoliak, right behind him, number three, with his comment back in 2008 about schemers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that itself is almost like, it's a caricature in some respect of the corrupt Chicago politician. We had some debate about what should be number three, and I lost out on that one, but I mean, I can't argue with it too much. It's kind of classically Chicago and its corruption.
Yeah, Governor Pritzker made the list at number four. Let's play a little bit of this, and then we'll talk about his now famous comment here.
Of all the African Americans I can think that are sort of like qualified and people and vetted, and people will say, "Oh, that's a pretty good pick." The one that is least offensive and maybe gets you the most because it gets you that Secretary of State appointment is Jesse White.
Yeah, Jesse White talking about your tax dollars at work there, huh, Tal?
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing about that one is knowing what we know about J.B. Pritzker now, it just seems so out of character. And just that kind of reductive stereotype is embarrassing. Also, that was on the same call as the Blagojevich quote, which I think gets you points automatically. Just by being associated with Blagojevich, you can gain more points and make it onto the list.
Yeah, and then you had Jim Lasky on the list at number five back in 2003. He said, if you're wired or not wired, that's your business. The only thing, if I go to jail, you'd have to go under witness protection. And eventually he ended up with a radio show on this station.
Yeah, that's right. That was actually my pick for number three. That was the one we had the big debate on. I think it's unbelievable to it's not so much he's threatening somebody, but just to, you know, say what would happen if he was on a wire while he's on a wire. That's almost just too comical to for words, you know. I mean, I've never heard of anything like that before. But, yeah, people thought that Verdoliak was a little more classically Chicago in its corruption. So we swapped those.
Yeah, let's see. Have you posted this on the Chicago Magazine website now, Tal?
Yeah, we have.
So ChicagoMagazine.com, right?
ChicagoMag.com.
ChicagoMag.com for the worst things
right.
Chicago politicians have said on a wiretap ranked. It's a great idea, and unfortunately, there's too much material to choose from, isn't there?
That's exactly right. You took the words right out of my mouth, and not on a wiretap.
Tal, appreciate the time this morning. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob. Great to talk to you.